Tonight's podcast is about racial injustices that I have personally dealt with. I once read the quote which helped me get to where I am today. Courage doesn't mean you don't get afraid. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you, by Bethany Hamilton. My definition of racial injustice is when someone is treated differently because of their race or their opinion, and it affects their life, and it really is one of the biggest dilemmas in the U.S. today, in my eyes. Here on Billy's Podcast by Billy Macias. My dad is always keeping up with the news, which as a family of minorities can be kind of alarming because police brutality isn't only uncomfortable, but can be fatal. Police brutality has really opened my eyes. I've always thought that police brutality wasn't ever going to be an issue past the 1900s. I thought, at least in the US, the justice system would be better than that. So as a little kid, me and my siblings have gotten talks on staying in school and staying away from drugs and how to act. But I never thought I'd be sat down one day and be told how to act in front of a police officer because of my race, which I find very alarming and shocking to me, how I have to act differently in front of a police officer. And this I find very chaotic in my mind, how differently we have to act because of how we're judged just because of our race. Conversation with friends have been brought up that them as minorities have had the talk on how to act in front of a police officer too. And that led me to think that if my white friends have had that talk. At the beginning I was bitter, and my dad, as if every other day there was a story about police brutality. What made it even worse was that the deeds would often go unpunished. I would think if you shot an unarmed, innocent man, you wouldn't be able to keep your job as police officer. I thought being a police officer was the most secure job out there. I wondered what someone would have to do in order to lose their job, which is not what anybody should be thinking about the people that are there to serve and protect them. Me and my family have had these talks about police brutality for a long time, but it didn't seem to faze me, or I didn't seem to understand how detrimental an unarmed black man being shot was. Now I'm starting to understand how much of a dilemma this is for the US, and how we have to find a way to stop this, because it really does seem that these types of things are happening on a daily basis, which seems very scary to me. So this ties in with just being aware that police brutality against minorities really is a thing. And what you should be asking yourself is, how can I stop this? Or how can I help make the minorities feel less oppressed in a way? And you can talk to your counselors. Everybody, every adult knows that about this topic. And you can just have conversations with your friends about how to be safe. And that concludes Billy's Podcast by Billy Macias.